I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, the dog days of summer may be over, but in some parts of the country it's still quite warm, and a number of public swimming facilities in places like Kansas, Idaho, Washington, Texas, and Alabama are opening their doors to the canine crowd for a pool party just before they close for the season. Both dogs and their owners seem to love the idea. After all, what's more fun than splashing around in a pool with your best friend? Many people bring toys for their pets to play with, including tennis balls and beach balls. There are a few rules. Your dog should be healthy, up to date on all vaccinations, and friendly around people and other animals. Your pet should be on a leash whenever it is not in the pool. It can be a unique experience for many of the dogs, some of which may not have had the opportunity to go swimming. If your buddy is unfamiliar with swimming in a pool, you might want to take it slow at first. Most dogs are natural swimmers and take to the water just fine. A few have a problem with how to get out of the pool. Occasionally, one will panic just a bit until a human helps it learn to navigate to the steps. Some pools install temporary ramps for the occasion to make it easier for the animals. For your pet's safety, never leave it unattended while it's in the water. You will want to make sure you have at least one good towel with you, maybe several, and a plan for covering the seats in your car for the ride home. If you're going to be in the Tuscaloosa area this weekend, you can join other dog lovers and their furry friends at the University Recreation's 8th Annual Dog Splash tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Outdoor Pool Complex on the University of Alabama campus. There's a nominal fee of $5 per dog, but humans get in free. No dog? That's okay, you can still watch for free. I really like the idea of ending the summer with a special Sunday afternoon event that lets people and their furry friends enjoy a fun outdoor activity together. That's what companionship is all about when you're speaking of pets.